Maryland show, what's happening from 9 to 11 p.m. As I mentioned earlier, yesterday was Iggy Pop's 78th birthday, and I would be remiss if I did not close things out with James Ostenberg. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in tonight. As always, it was a blast, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Adios. Just a modern guy. Of course I had it.
Saw.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
あの列車に乗っていこう。
土砂降りの痛みの中を傘もささず走っていく。やらしさも汚らしさもむき出しにして走っていく。
Get ready, fighters! Triumph or die!
Perfect.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Round one. Ready? Go!
Ew, freaks. Con bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash, always stoked to be with you at the 8 o'clock hour, broadcasting some punk rock for the Toonami generation. And we just started off with a little mini set dedicated to the Blue Hearts, Japan's most popular and famous punk band. I was really heartened to see that you guys took a liking to that Blue Hearts song I played last week, so I wanted to start the show with their biggest hits. We just heard Linda Linda, their biggest hit and signature song. That was a 1987 single of theirs, and that song inspired a really popular Japanese movie called Linda Linda Linda, in which it's a group of four high school girls playing rock and roll music, and that movie in turn inspired the current band, the Linda Lindas. Extremely popular song, really, really. It's like the anarchy in the UK of Japan. Before that, we heard the Blue Hearts' first single, Hito ni Yasashiku, which means being kind to people. And to start off the set, my favorite Blue Hearts song, Train Train, a 1988 single of theirs. Alright, I got an action-packed show for you, just like I always do every week. We're gonna go from the national favorite band of Japan to one of my personal favorites, The Willard, who have been described by Terry T as the Japanese Damned. And I think you'll really agree that the lead singer has some 80s Dave Vanian kind of qualities to him. This is a song from my favorite album of theirs, Good Evening Wonderful Fiend. This is Jolly Rogers, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Ikusou!
I'm over here at Stillwater Auto Body at Stillwater Road in Mayapack, New York. Look at my car. An accident, that's right. Doesn't look too good, does it? Well, accidents do happen. My car was a complete wreck, and Stillwater Auto Body bought it back better than new. That's right, better than new, because they are the best. They blow away the competition. Look at this car right now. Body work, detail work, glass work. Stillwater Auto Body, you're number one. Mwah! I love this car. Woo! I feel so good. Whoa!
Round two. Ready, go!
You'll listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream, and we just heard from the Gangnam Boys out of Yamagata, Japan, with Baby Baby from their landmark 2004 album, Kimi to Boku no Daisanji Sekai Taisen Tekei Renai Kakumi, which roughly translated means Our World War III Love Revolution. No Brain before that out of Seoul, South Korea, with Chasong Agma, which means Angel Devil. Bamberdost out of Jersey before that with I Hope You're Not Dead from their really hot new album, Songs About Your Girlfriend. Bamberdost features members of the Undead, US Chaos, and Subway Surfers. Futuro before that out of Brazil with The Norm. Leatherman out of Melbourne, Australia with Cigarettes Will Thrill You from their really hot new album, Turn You On. Rum Kicks out of Seoul, South Korea, an all-woman Korean punk band. We heard the song Let's Go from their brand new album, Hit a Nerve. And to start off the set, The Willard out of Okayama, Japan with Jolly Rogers with one of my personal favorite albums of all time, Good Evening, Wonderful Fiend. All right, I got a lot of action for round two, but to start off things, I want to tell you a little story about the distant future. In the year 20XX, the genius Dr. Light helped the world along by inventing robots that would aid humans in their everyday lives, thus causing civilization to reach new heights. However, he was not the only one with the knowledge of creating robots. The fiendish and diabolical Dr. Wily, cloistered up in his moon castle, created devilish, evil robots that would commit crimes on his behalf and further his plots for world domination. Knowing that good men must stand up to evil, Dr. Light created a super robot that would fight against the evil of Dr. Wily. The friend and champion to humanity, the fighting robot, Mega Man!
ら目抜けてピャッチャースペラ目のミリアピブサパーサー太陽でレールバンキセラケータネスルファタニャンテ味わドラスティレアメタサフィレコンフューゾナーレコンフューゾトうるさいペケのパラピゴテーなんちょぱやりスペガレなんちょぱやりセンティレなんちょぱやりカピレなんちょぱやりカピレなんちょぱやりカピレWe'll be right back.
good time.
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream, and we just heard from B. Michelle Gunn Elephant with Chelsea from the Sabrina No Heaven album, a rare down-tempo song of theirs that would kind of herald the work of Yusuke Chiba's later work in The Birthday. Teo Wise out of Italy before that with Confusionale from their brand new album Fermo o Sparo. That is an absolutely fantastic record. Italian spaghetti western punk. You gotta check this one out. Mind Spiders featuring Mark Ryan of the Markmen before that with Wait For Us. And to start off the set, a medley of a rock medley of music from mostly Mega Man 2 performed by Game Metal on YouTube. Alright, I got some coming attractions to the world of WFMU. This Friday on Hooligan, the rock and soul ace Leslie Kay is guest hosting with a special focusing on an upcoming rock and roll festival in Detroit called Panic in Detroit, which is happening May 16th and May 17th in Detroit. Huge lineup. Definitely check out this show to hear all the bands that will be playing it, or at least as many as Leslie can fit into an hour. And then on Saturday, April 26th in Maplewood, New Jersey, Jen Jones and DJ Terry T are going to be at the Sherry Sachs Art Gallery for a DJ set from 3 to 6 p.m., and that is at 145 Dunnell Road in Maplewood, New Jersey. And the following day, on Sunday, April 27th, she is going to be in Ridgewood, Queens at Milo's Yard, a really cool pinball bar at 564 Seneca Avenue, and their DJs Jen Jones, Terry T, and RKO will be spinning all vinyl. And finally, this Sunday on the Rock and Roller Derby, Susie is going to have on live the Linda Lindas, who I mentioned before at the top of this program. So definitely check that out now that you know the kind of background behind them. All right, let's end things with something off the We Are the Punks in Korea compilation. I think that's a good way to end things. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mikeson and Matt Clark. Coming up right after this.
More and more people hear more and more music on
WFMU.
you.
Soul Radio Stream. You're listening to the What's Happening program with your hosts, me, Matt Clark, and my good friend Mike Sin. Good evening, Mike.
Hello there.
And hello to all the listeners out there in Radioland. Thank you so much for joining us. We are broadcasting live to you from WFMU Studio B here in downtown Jersey City with a beautiful view of the Manhattan skyline. It's so romantic, Mike Sin.
It very much is. And now with the weather being nice, we could sneak out there on the roof and Ooh. Perhaps have some Prosecco.
Up on the roof, indeed.
Exactly.
We started off with Juan E. Jr. with Bajo, Bajo el Sol, nice. Which means under the sun.
All right.
So kind of appropriate. 1967 on Novola. Of course, Juan and Junior were two members of Los Brincos that broke away and did some fantastic singles of their own right in the later 60s. So,
all right.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. The comments board is now open, WFMU.org, and you can go to the Rock and Soul Radio page and come hang out with us. There's lots of friendly folk there, and we can talk about records and all sorts of nice things. And a big thanks to Frank and Queens for Hard Stuff, as always, which is Tuesdays at 6.
All right.
Joey D kicking out the jams at 7. And Chris Crash with Strong Style at 8. It's always great. It's always great following all those great, great shows. They leave the seat nice and warm for us, Mike.
I know that it's a great lineup. It's a great lineup that the idea that all these great shows are, again, we reap the benefits of it because there's so many great shows that are following us, gets the audience all primed up, and then we just come rolling
for
in at
9
o'clock. Yeah, exactly.
For our scratchy records.
Yeah.
Mike Sin.
Yes.
What do you have for the folk?
What you mean?
The folks.
What do I have to play for the 103 listeners?
Oh, yeah, you now know.
Folks, we are going to start the show off tonight with something from, well, we're not going to start this set.
Wait,
we're going to start this set. We're going to start this set off with something from, I didn't want to say start the show because we started the show at Juan E. Junior.
Well, I mean, the show doesn't really start until you play your first song, Mike, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think so. But folks, here is a little Jotex.
You got to build your love on a solid foundation. To build your love on a solid foundation, you got to build your love on a solid foundation. And when the winds of hate gets to wrecking other loves, and the storms of jealousy destroy all the rest, your love will be the one that will stand the test. You know people are gonna talk about you, and you can't stop them from talking. So when you hear them say something bad about you, just hold your head high and keep on walking. Lift it up now. You got to build your love on a solid foundation. You got to build your love on a